2013, DC's greatest sports fan. The game, Washington Nationals 2, Miami Marlins nothing at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. Attendance, 45,274. On Monday, April 1st, 2013. The weather, 60s, sunny, and wind blowing out to right. Bryce Harper's kind of day. Hall of Famers, of course none as of March 2022, but future Hall of Famers? Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper and Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton will be eligible 5 years after retirement. Game highlights. After collecting his 2012 NL Rookie of the Year award during pregame ceremonies, Bryce Harper picked up on opening day 2013 where he'd left off in 2012. He delivered a pair of solo homers to provide the Nationals' only runs. The 20-year-old became the youngest player ever to hit two home runs on opening day, the only runs starter Steven Strasburg needed as he made short order of the formerly Florida, now Miami, Marlins. The 24-year-old Strasburg looked well-rested and fully recovered from his 2010 Tommy John surgery that limited him to only 5 appearances in 2011, and a team-imposed shutdown with a month left in the Nationals' 2012 playoff push. Stras gave up only 3 hits in 7 innings, retiring 19 in a row after Juan Pierre's first-inning single. Harper was not the only Nationals player picking up hardware before the game. Teammates Adam LaRoche, Ian Desmond, and Strasburg all earned 2012 National League Silver Slugger Awards for being the best hitter in the league at their respective positions. LaRoche also accepted his 2012 Gold Glove, and skipper Davey Johnson took home the second Manager of the Year award of his 17-year, five-team managerial career. Davey was a winning skipper wherever he managed, winning a World Series with the Mets in 1986, guiding the Los Angeles Dodgers back to respectability in 1999 and 2000, and turning around losing teams in Cincinnati, 93-95, Baltimore, 96-97, and now Washington, 2011-13. Leading each to the postseason. The story. By opening day 2013, sports in the nation's capital had entered a new era. For the first time in nearly 80 years, the city was celebrating a championship of sorts for its baseball team. Not since the Washington Senators won the American League pennant in 1933 had DC's baseball team won anything. Only 5 times between 1934 and 2011 had Washington posted a winning record. The last winning season was 1969, manager Ted Williams' rookie year at the helm of the Senators, 2 years prior to baseball's 33-year hiatus. The city's exuberance on opening day 2013 was understandable. The largest regular season crowd since the night of baseball's historic return in 2005 celebrated the modern-day equivalent of a banner raising, as the cover was removed from atop the center field scoreboard at Nationals Park to reveal the official signage. 2012 National League East Champions. After just 8 seasons, these Washington Nationals had earned a spot near the top of the ladder for DC sports fans. Local interest in the NFL was in a slow but steady decline after winning 3 Super Bowls between 1982 and 91. In the 21 years since Washington's last football title, the team made only 5 postseason appearances and no trips to the conference championship. The Washington Bullets, now Wizards, won the NBA title in 1978 and returned to the finals in 1979, but in the 33 years since, won only 2 postseason series. The Capitals hockey team had never won a Stanley Cup up to that point in the 38-year history of the franchise. And Major League Soccer's DC United, the latest iteration in a dizzying array of pro soccer teams to call the nation's capital home, never garnered the volume of fan support to match their 4 MLS Cups in the 8 years before the Nationals joined them at RFK in 2005. By opening day 2013, cheering for the Nationals was easy. Clinging to all 5 pro teams was only for the very best Washington sports fans. I was officially one of them. No, really. Seriously. This is legit. In October 2011, the Washington Post announced a search for DC's greatest sports fans, a comprehensive, four-round, month-long competition seeking, quote, the best combination of spirit, local sports knowledge, and loyalty, unquote. I finished second. In the broader context of the city's sports teams, that felt about right. Strong regular season, but came up short in the end. Round one required contestants to ace a trivia quiz and provide concise answers to a trio of essay questions, including your defining moment as a DC sports fan. See RFK Sad Story, Chapter 2007. Two, who is Washington's all-time most unheralded athlete? Mine was Super Bowl VII quarterback Billy Kilmer. Three, why me? Responses were limited to 750 characters. Mine read, many are fans of certain DC teams. Few are fanatics of all. This passion has lasted a lifetime. My dad instilled it in me, and I passed it on to his grandchildren. I've found a way to attend so many memorable events, the NFC Championship games at RFK, Pele's first ever appearance there, the Wizards' debut at MCI, and more. I celebrated my acceptance into college by attending a Caps game that night. Even got thrown off the Cap Center court by security after the Bullets beat San Antonio in 79. Much to the amazement of my fair-weather friends in Philly, I've stuck with some miserable teams, like the Caps in the 70s and current Nats, but have cherished the bright light of winning when the sports gods have allowed it to shine on us. The answers were enough to make it to round two with nine other fans. To narrow the field to six, the next assignment was to describe what you would do to fix one of Washington's pro teams. Since the football team was in the greatest state of disarray, I took the easy route, suggesting the need to focus on building a strong offensive line to protect the quarterback, open holes for the running backs, and keep the defense off the field. According to the Washington Post, quote, commenter Philly fan agreed, writing, wow, very insightful. It's easy to gawk at the flashier playmakers, but he's dead on in his contention that strong teams are always built on strong bases. The third round required a 90-second video describing your most cherished piece of DC sports memorabilia. With 30 years in or near the television business, I had an unfair advantage. But as we often told our kids, life isn't fair. While other contestants showed a special item and ad-libbed a heartfelt speech while staring into a phone or computer for a minute and a half, I visited the production studio of a generous friend. The crew was ready. Makeup person? Check. Lighting? Perfect. Teleprompter? The script you wrote is already loaded, Mr. Ortman. Relying on that box of RFK dirt described in Chapter 2007 and other video props, Renegade Productions cranked out one impressive piece. News of the round three victory spread like wildfire across the internet. The Facebook post garnered 22 comments and 55 likes. LOL. Only two more rivals to vanquish, and my social media profiles would forever change to Michael Ortman, DC's greatest sports fan, the Washington Post. The three of us were summoned to the newspaper's downtown office for a timed 30-question, 54-point quiz with no internet access. I was nervous, but confident. The other two competitors weren't even born yet when the Washington Senators left for Texas in 1971, but they knew their baseball. Fellow finalist John Mann described his great-grandfather's ticket stub from the 1924 World Series won by the Senators. The other, John Pence, was a national season ticket holder during the team's RFK years from 2005 to 2007. The test was extremely challenging, but fair. Considering the city lacked Major League Baseball for 33 years, the fourth and final round had a healthy serving of baseball questions. Score of the last Senators game. 9-0, of course, forfeit. Why are three seats painted white in RFK Stadium's upper deck? Frank Hondo Howard home runs. Piece of cake. which Nationals player hit for the cycle in the second game of the inaugural season at Philadelphia? Brad Wilkerson, on a roll. I'm on a roll. Name the Nats relievers selected to the NL All-Star team during the team's first seven seasons. Chad Cordero, Matt Capps, Tyler Clippard. Three-pointer. Which Senators player appeared in every inning of every one of the team's three World Series appearances, 1924, 25, and 33? I had no clue. Correct answer, Goose Goslin. When the judges tallied the points, Pence had 29, I had 30, and Mann had 32. Missed points haunt me to this day. It's one thing to not know the three D.C. United goal scorers in the 1996 MLS Cup, but to suffer a brain cramp when asked to name the only two Nationals players on the 2011 roster who were on the inaugural team in 2005? Inexcusable. Correct answer? Ryan Zimmerman and Levon Hernandez. My answer? Zim and John Lannon. How could I forget Levo? The opening night starter in 2005. I choked under pressure. For the box score and play-by-play, visit openingday5050.com.